A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that, as I have done for you, you should also do." This is the good news of our God. When will we understand? John 13:7, we heard. "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." What new understanding can we bring to this memorable gospel about Jesus washing the disciples' feet? What have we learned that sheds light on this traumatic event and its relevance for us today? One thing I know is that I am not to set up a foot wash similar to the car wash I used yesterday and be done with it. No, I'm sure it is a bit more demanding than that. Washing his disciples' feet was a phenomenal gesture of service and humility by Jesus. That was confusing for his disciples. Just think of Peter's response, "You will never wash my feet," and then later, thinking he understands, says, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." I am sympathetic towards Peter here, because I probably would have been confused by this non-master-like servant gesture by Jesus. And at times I still am. But one thing I know is that it has something to do with following this model of service and humility. Implied in this foot-washing action by Jesus is that he had to bend low in order to wash his disciples' feet. I would suggest that washing another's feet today is bound up somehow with bending low, reminiscent of the second reading for Palm Sunday from Philippians. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. What is our contemporary understanding of bending low? What does it mean for you and me today? Too often in our culture, we are advised to throw back our shoulders and stand tall. We are told to take charge and maintain control. Maybe it is because the opposite is too difficult. As I get older, bending low is not always easy for me. It is sometimes a struggle for me to tie my shoelaces when I wear my sneakers. But it is even more difficult for me when I need to acknowledge my haughtiness and excessive pride. It takes a lot of humility and courage to move from what I think is right to entertain the possibility that the other might be too, or maybe even that I might be wrong. Bending low is not simply a rubric. It is meeting others where they are, especially those on the ground. Bending low is an attitude which involves listening to the other, sincerely believing that some part of the truth resides within the other, and acknowledging that possibility with openness and gentleness. Bending low could also be acknowledging mistakes in public or private, depending on the circumstances. I was very struck by two of President Obama's recent comments. I messed up, and I came to the G20 to listen. Bending low involves a letting go of our own stature, surrendering some of our control. We cannot stand tall if we are to bend low. We need to move closer to the bottom, closer to another's feet. What a different world we would be living in right now if more of our leaders and ourselves bent low, setting a model like Jesus does in the gospel for today. It is no wonder that Jesus said to the disciples, "You will not understand now, but you will understand later." I am not sure I will ever understand fully the significance of this foot washing event, but I think I can begin to when I bend lower, bowing a bit in the presence of the other. Standing tall has its place, but so does bending low. Today, Holy Thursday, is about the latter, so that one day, all of us, sisters and brothers, can stand tall together on the common ground of our humanity and on our salvation through Jesus, who has shown us the way.